Hey, Good Fox here. We got episode number 89 of the Mutt Men podcast. Today, I am joined, as always, by Texas. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Gut?
Not too bad myself. So, what's new with you?
Right now, nothing. Internet's finally fixed. I just had a battle with Xfinity and won. That's not easy to say these days, because they come out here and say, it's your fault, this stuff's not working.
Too much hentai?
A lot of DP and, what else is, like, weird? Brutality? That's in right now? Like, a lot of that stuff?
Wait, what's in right now?
I think I saw a map that brutality like, stepmoms are, like, in right now. Or stepdaughters. Really weird stuff.
Okay. And do you keep your... How do you keep your pulse on the porn categories and what's hot right now? How are you tied into this so well?
I mean... You watch as much porn as I do, man. You just kind of start seeing shift. Like, I'm a porn expert at this point, bro. Like, I can write, like, educated articles. Like, you know how they got, like, guys in the NFL that write, like, breakdowns and do all the analysis? I can do that. Like, I can tell you exactly how many porns. I don't know her name. Like, this is, like, it's going to show my age. Asa Akura? Asa Akira? Is that the most, she's still famous? She's still popular?
I'm guessing. How does that show your age?
I don't think she does. I don't think she does that stuff anymore.
Oh, okay.
I think that's like from like my era.
Yeah,
but we've got somebody on the podcast that's young that may know some names.
Yeah, he definitely will, and we'll bring that back at the end of the podcast when our nonsense part of it. We're joined by the nicest calves in the Mutt community, as voted on by Twitter users. Your boy Savage, how are you?
I'm doing freaking great. I'm happy to be here as always. And I love this podcast. Best podcast on YouTube.
Oh, thanks. That's very kind of you to say. So we got you on here. You went on a little bit of a Twitter rant today, I think would be a good way of phrasing it, would you say?
Yeah, Twitter educational session. From my standpoint, I just thought I sounded really smart. So I figured, hey, why not? I don't know. That's just my point of view, I guess.
Yeah, so I think that's a good thing to lead with, though. I kind of want to hear if we can kind of replay. I don't know if you have the same passion, because you were pretty good. But can I hear the same information that you mentioned earlier today, and then we'll kind of break it down and go into it, kind of like what's this year of Madden, and then Mutt in the past years leading up to this year.
Well, I mean, personally, like, the passion will be there, I promise you, Fox. And
I love it.
Pretty much all I really said was, and I wish I had a little bit more time, but I won't go, like, too crazy on you. I don't want to, you know, make it, like, sound like I'm a crazy person. But, you know, I'm really passionate about Madden. Yeah,
Do it.
I love Madden. Madden football is my favorite sport. It's so many people's favorite sport. And pretty much from what I've seen, and I've only been playing Ultimate Team. I think a lot of people, misconstrued what I said when I said I've only been playing since Madden 15. I've only been playing Ultimate Team since Madden 15. I've been playing Madden my whole life. I've been playing Ultimate Team since Madden 15. So I didn't get to see the golden days of Mutt 25, what people said, but I personally do believe that Madden 15 had an amazing balance of gameplay and content. I thought Madden 16 had a really great content year, but sure, Madden 16 had the aggressive catch. It had nano blitzes. And what I really do believe is that Madden 16 was the nosedive of Ultimate Team and the whole, not, I wouldn't say the entire franchise of Madden, because of course not everybody plays Ultimate Team that plays Madden, but that is the big part of the game now. Ultimate Team is so big in so many games, and the reason that it nosedived after Madden 16 was because Madden 16 was so simple. In Madden 16, you could go on YouTube, and I'm not saying you can't do it now, but it's a lot less now, in my opinion. And you could go on, look up schemes on Madden 16, nano blitzes, money play touchdowns, one play touchdowns, this. And the reason I feel like so many people did it in Madden 16 was because the content was there. So when you saw a new player come out, you wanted to make sure that you used him the best way possible, because you were so in love with the game because of the content. It wasn't really necessarily the gameplay. It was the content that was there. So when you saw a new player come out, it didn't matter what the game was like. You just were like, I want a scheme that's going to make this player stand out. But then in Madden 17, it's not that easy anymore, because, you know, there's no aggressive catching. There's no more of that nano blitzing. There's no more of this. I wouldn't say the cheese wasn't there, because, I mean, cross manning and nickel blitzing was there. But it wasn't as simple as Madden 16. You had to actually know a little bit, okay, if he's coming out in this formation, who do I man up? If he's coming out in this formation, who do I man up, et cetera, et cetera. And there was less content that year, so you saw a lot more people in Madden 17 saying, well, I don't even care that much. The content isn't even that great. Why do I even want to learn how to play it? Now we're here, and it's the same exact agenda. It's the same content. It's not daily anymore. We had so many promos in 16. It's not daily anymore. And I feel like that's giving people less and less of an incentive to really log on and want to play with the new cards, because first of all, there isn't enough new cards and they're just not willing to put in the time. Because you got to remember, I consider myself more competitive than casual, so I'll play the game. I don't care. I don't care what the content's like. I just know that the more casual crowd is makes up more of the community than anything. So they have to start realizing, hey, if they want people to want to be good and they want more people to play this consistently, content first. And that's just how I feel. That's just pretty much how I've seen Madden yeah. these past few years.
So there's a lot there that I agree with and some I disagree with. Now, let's get into what I agree with first. The Mutt 16 having better content than 17 and 18. Agreed. So I think 15 was better than 16. I think you mm-hmm. would agree with that too. And yep. it's kind of been a downhill since then. I think 18, I've said this before, I think they expanded the size of Team of the Week and got rid of other programs. I don't know if it's just hard to make that much artwork every week. But it seems like once they expanded Team of the Week, they got rid of two other days of the week for content. So that's kind of frustrating. We just got veterans, which is new. But all right, back to the what I disagree with is the gameplay part of it. So you said Madden 17 was a little tougher than 16. I disagree completely. 17, literally nickel blitz was the defense. There wasn't – you could stop the run. You could kill the pass. You couldn't pick it up. Whereas 16, yeah, you had the nanos, but nanos you could consistently block if you knew the – well, somewhat consistently. If you knew the adjustments to, like, that DTA gap, you knew mm-hmm. how to pick them up. You knew the slide protections to beat the looping blitzes in 16. And then if they're sending looping blitzes at you, like, okay, so problem – this is the huge thing in the competitive scene. And you said it's easy in 16 because all you do is throw the aggressive catch. Well, the aggressive catch was easy because people sent those looping blitzes, those nanos, and left their DBs one-on-one deep against wide receivers. So I say, okay, yeah, go ahead, send that looping blitz. I'll slide protect, block a running back. Meanwhile, you're going to have to face your DB one-on-one against my golden ticket, Dez Bryant, or, you know, the Julio Joneses, or the top-end receivers. And guess what? You just open yourself up for 40-yard completions because you refuse to go too deep against me, too coverage deep. So that's the defense. Playing and sticking in the one thing. It's the same thing that happened in the championship game with Problem over Stiff that everybody likes to say. Stiff won with the Y button. No, Problem lost it because he literally didn't adjust his defense the whole game. So 16 gameplay, I also think, was superior to 17. 17's gameplay was a huge letdown. The content was worse. I think 17 was the worst year of Mutt that I've played mm-hmm. and Madden together. And Texas, let me hear what you have to say and what your thoughts on that are.
So, again, y'all are right about the content. It's gotten going downhill since, but Madden 13 has been just kind of great, then petering out towards the end. They have good moments here and there, but it's not been great since probably, I would say Madden 13. That's because that was my first year playing it, so I may have this this biased opinion towards it. Gameplay-wise, I try to think. I think I enjoyed myself more in 16 than I did in more in 17 than I did in 16. Because of the non-having aggressive catch. Like, it was so hard defensively to play that game when a guy could just chuck it up to anybody and make that catching animation. Whereas with 17, I think I had more fun playing. So I think I'm different than your guys' opinions on that game. I don't think y'all both like Madden 17, but I think I like that.
Savage likes 17. I like 16 better than 17.
Okay, Savage likes 16?
No, Savage likes 17.
No, Savage likes 17. You like 16.
Yep.
And so I think I was savage on that because I like 17 more than I did like 16 because I hated the whole, like, because when that game first came out, they were selling on the fact that it's going to be different animation that receivers get because based off their tier. So, like, if you have Julian Edelman, he's more likely to make a possession catch than, let's say, Odell Beckham or Dez Bryant because that's what his skill set is. And then that coding somehow got messed up and everybody was able to do every single thing to the point where in 16 you got Lane Johnson or Michael Orr, I hear Odell Beckham catching you. Like, that's the stupidest thing in the world. So I didn't like that aspect. But the running game in 16 I really enjoy because of double juke. So there's things I liked about it, but I still think overall I like 17 more.
But the thing is, you said last year you didn't play 17 that much, except for like the Emmitt Smith weekend. It's the one weekend you played.
Oh, I didn't. So maybe that could be a reason why as well. I didn't play much at all in 17. I played early, but I think the reason why, because gameplay-wise was that it's probably how you should play Madden. Don't overload yourself. When you start playing the game a lot, you start seeing a lot of flaws with it. And at the end of the day, it's for my enjoyment. And so I think that's the reason why I'm like, okay, this is probably why I liked it a lot more, because yeah, I didn't play it as much. I didn't play as many games as you guys did.
Yeah, and I feel like Sav, it's very strange to me that you say that you're kind of wearing rose colored glasses here with 17. I remember your Twitter rants very vividly in January, February, March on 17. They were not kind to that game.
Oh, they weren't, and I'm going to be honest with you. I think a big reason with that with me was because I honestly didn't like 17's content, and I felt like I was just, all right, it's just all about repetition. That's what it was. I'd rather play against Mike Scrape 3 and aggressive catching than Nickel Blitz and DB Fire 2 every single play. But at the same time, I didn't mind it because I wasn't getting Nano Blitz every single play and aggressive catch. Like, you know what I mean? It's weird for me. It was weird for me. But at the end of the day, I just didn't like Madden 17. I didn't like anything about that game. I thought it was just weird. But at the same time, I would have rather taken that gameplay. Like, overall, if you gave me, like, Madden 17 with a tune-up and then Madden 17 with thresholds and 15 and 16 content, I'll take it. As weird as that sounds. Does that make any sense?
It makes sense, but it's completely wrong. You know, they say they can't have a wrong opinion, but I think that's a terrible opinion, Sav. How the heck would you say a tuned-up 17? Are you kidding me?
Without Nickel Blitz and Cross Man, sure, give me it.
That's
with thresholds.
That's completely different. Like, what's difference? What's 18 then?
18 is like, it's just Madden 17 with a glitchy run stick and thresholds.
So your only issue on 18 is the glitchy run stick.
That's it. I love Madden. I think Madden 18. I mean, I know this is like I know this is on the agenda for tonight, but I think Madden 18 is the easiest Madden I've ever touched. After I learned to stop just trying to take the top off, like this, I feel like if this is your first year in Madden, you could pick this game up and play with anybody. I really don't think it's like...
That's not true.
I honestly think it's... Dude, I think this is the easiest Madden I've ever touched. It is
what? Sev, okay, like a month back, remember when you're having trouble...
We
sat down for like 3 hours and worked through your passing and well, your running game was fine, but your passing game and stuff, it wasn't. The thing is, like, we put in the lab work. You got better because you play weekend league every week, because you play, like, there's no way somebody coming into Madden 18 is gonna beat you.
I didn't say that. Oh, there's no way. Yeah, there's no way somebody could beat me if they just pick up the controller and play me. But I'm talking about if they took time. And, like, I feel like right now, after that 3 hours, I felt so stupid because I was like, oh, my God, this is all I really needed to do. I just had to work this. I feel like it takes a lot less time this year to learn how to be good than it did any other year, because I really do feel like the schemes are so limited. I feel like the schemes are really limited.
No. Okay, go on. I'll let you finish.
I wanted to hear what you would say, because I really do believe that schemes are just really limited.
Here's Madden 15 scheme, PA end around. That's your scheme. That's the entire offense, and you can win games with PA end around.
Mm-hmm.
Madden 16, you could do aggressive. I'm getting a little bit of feedback on my end. Are you hearing that text?
Feedback spot from me.
Okay. Madden 16, yes, you could aggressive catch, but you had to work a little bit more into your scheme. Corner routes got way too open still. Madden 17, I think every year, I can't remember exactly what the meta was in 17. 18.
It was like the sidelines. Sidelines would get open. There was that delay motion where if you motion out the guy, you wait a second. That was pretty good. I used that a lot. And
I ran deuce close last year. What am I talking about? Yeah, so my 17 scheme is now the big thing in 18. And 18 scheme, like, you got to – in 18, I think the meta is more diverse than it's been in any of the men's. Oh, yeah.
Dude, like I play bunch, deuce close, and tight slots every game and weekend.
What do you think? What do you think 17 was? It was bunch and tight slots, or what was it, the shotgun tight?
It was snug. Yeah,
snug. Yeah, shotgun tight. Yeah, snugs and bunch was last year.
I don't know.
It's the same thing.
I feel like we're more limited this year, on an offense. I feel like this year on defense there's a lot. There's a lot this year, but on offense, and I feel like offense is always more limited than defense. I feel like on defense you could definitely get more creative, but this year from an offensive standpoint, I believe this is the easiest year to learn an offense, in my opinion. Because if you learn the thresholds, I feel like you can kind of play any. I feel like if you took 1 hour out of your day and you gave somebody, like if me or you gave somebody a straight up, like, listen, these are route combinations, and if you do these, this will get open against this, this will get open against this, for 1 hour, I honestly feel like I could coach somebody to like a 15 to 20 win weekend league, if I'm being 100% honest. If I play defense and they play offense, in 1 hour, because my offense is the most simplest thing, is that I'm getting 20 plus wins a week. And I really run a simple offense. That's why I think it's so easy this year.
The thing, I agree that it's easy with some of the running and stuff, but how do I explain this? I don't think it's any worse than previous years. Like, what I'm trying to say is, like, you go back to, like, 25, 13, like, QB wrap, other play? I don't know, but, like, 15 PAN around, like I talked about, 16 with the aggressive catch could be an offense, although it was kind of inconsistent if they did two-man. There is... What else could be your offense at 16? But 17 offense, you're right, a little bit more varied. And 18, you can't just sit in one play, though, like you could in previous years. And then, like, here's Tommy. Yeah, you could do toss and dive. And you could really – actually, now that I think about it, you could probably toss and dive to 15 wins in weekend league.
Not even my offense. I can angle and wham to weekend league for 15 and 20 and wins. If I'm being 100% honest with you, if they can't get me out of deuce close, I'm not getting out of deuce close. There's no way you're forcing me out of deuce close if I don't have to. I will run stretch, I will run wham, and I will run angle. And unless I need to go to my bunch. Unless I need to go to bunch, I will sit in that formation the whole game. That's just me, though. But, I mean, that is where I would start with somebody. Like I said, if you gave me an hour, I would start in deuce close and say, like, this is the formation I like, and just tell them why.
Yeah. Yeah, I know how powerful the deuce close is. Like I said, it was my 17 offense, so I got away from it because everybody's in it. And then, like, but the thing is, like, tournaments are still being won, and I agree with you on that part. Offense is very simplified. Like, Skimbo runs a total of like 3 plays, maybe 4 on offense, and a couple other sprinkled in, but he's in bunch the whole time, running like 3 or 4 plays, and it's just because you can hit almost every single part of the field, and it's hard to defend all of it at once. Like, you'll guess one thing. It's kind of like that old Tecmo football where you guess one play, and if the offense calls another, they'll get a good play. But if you guess the right play, then you're defending the right thing. And it's kind of like a 1 out of 4 guessing chance. And then if you have everything locked, just throw the drag route. That's going to be open. Texas, what are your thoughts? We're kind of get with you in here. Simple is offense too simple in Madden?
I think it is, but I think that's just a product of people just watch what everybody else is running. So I think if more pros running more varied style offense, you would see a lot more people kind of dabble in that. But people run these things that work for those people, and they typically stay in the same formation. That's why I don't really watch Madden tournaments anymore, because it's all the same thing. And so, because I have success weekend league running a variety of plays. Like, I go to my go-to plays, obviously, but I'll be out here running a bunch of different things under center, out of a single back, out of split back, stuff like that, so I can just kind of keep it fresh. And I win 15 games consistently running that. I mean, my defense is kind of the same, so I would say defense is more kind of the same as opposed to offense. But I just feel like if more people were doing more to kind of let people know you can do more things to win, I wouldn't be having to go against guys running deuce close the entire time. Or because, like, the thing with deuce close is annoying is that you can shut it down. It just takes one of your guys acting like, as Addy Carter say, an R-tard, and they don't tackle the running back in the backfield, and they just let it run right by them. So it's so frustrating. So people just kind of wait for that one home run. It reminds me of the Miami running back. I don't know if you guys watch college football, but there's a guy, running back from Miami named Homer, and his runs are like 1 yard, 2 yards, 2 yards, 2 yards, 1 yard, and 70-yard run. That's kind of how Madden is this year. And that's why I'm not a fan of it.
Like, you see people out here, like, 4th and 12 throwing toss or stretch.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, ooh, mm-hmm. Ooh,
and it works.
And that's how it was last year with Power O and encounters. And people would come out here on 4th and 12 in their own end zone, run the ball. Like, this is what we're doing now? Because y'all decided that this is how you can get this first down. You can get it by running up overpowered play as opposed to passing for it. Okay. You would never see a team on 4th and 12 in the NFL run a power O. Like, you know, that coach would be fired so fast if they decided that it works in Madden. So that's unfortunate.
That's
crazy.
It is
kind of annoying to know what the offense is going to run and just like you put your guy in a position like Tech says, and then that guy just screws up. And I mean, that's football. It happens in real life. But like, to know as a defense, this is the one play we had to defend against, and then they run it and they beat you anyways. It's devastating.
That's one of the main reasons why I got rid of Lawrence Taylor and Derek Brooks and just got Telvin. I'm like, I mean, I'd rather get a guy with unfakeable that's going to get blocked than a guy that I'm paying a million coins for. He can't even stop the run like he's supposed to.
Yeah, I've noticed Lawrence Taylor's been kind of invisible for me.
So do you think – this is a random question. Like, since the zones are so overpowered, you think EA kind of nerfed, like, the pass rush? Because I feel like – if you're aggressive, it gets there crazy, but you can risk getting penalties. But it just seems like – because the zones are ridiculous and you need time to try and dissect it, the block shed, even with guys like Lawrence Tick, I got a good defensive line, like 90-plus block shed guys or 90-plus power move guys, and they still do not get to the quarterback or the running back whenever I need them to.
100%. 100% agree. The pass rush is so bad. Yeah.
Oh, the pass rush is – for some people, it's the greatest thing in the world. And then for me, I'm painting fences while I'm waiting for my guys to get through, and I'm like, why aren't you doing it? It's crazy. It is pretty bad this year.
Yeah, and I think Tex is 100% correct. Like, I think maybe that's just the way they want Madden to be, is to people to have time in the pockets in order to sack defenses. Because in the NFL, like, you watch this pass rush. Like, right now, Monday Night Football's on. Ben's touched within 3 seconds. Like, that's just how it is in the NFL. Whereas in Madden, you'll sit back there for 5-6 seconds, and you'll be like, okay, now I should probably get rid of it. Whereas, like, you're right, pre-patch where there wasn't the jumping on the aggressive, that felt more like a realistic pass rush. And then you'd have to, like, sub in guys to get to keep them from getting fatigued. I like to pre-patch pass rush with the aggressive rather than post-patch unbalanced, where it's like, all right, I don't know. Yeah, I'm with you, Tex. I don't know why I'm paying these pass rushers. It's crazy.
It's so frustrating. I'm like, this is another one of the things ratings don't actually matter then, because all these guys, like, for example, Donald Pitt has an 87 pass block. He's a good run blocker. And so I got Calais Campbell or Joey Bosa going against him with 91 finesse move. I'm like, okay, I feel like that should outweigh his 87 pass blocking. Yet, lo and behold, my opponent, who's sending three, gets more pressure than I do sending four. I'm like, how does this work, man? And then the jump to snap guys are kind of benefiting, because that jump to snap is like glitchy. You probably played against it where a guy jumped the snap and just instantly block sheds. Like, there's nobody blocking. He gets to that angle where lineman touches him on the side and just runs right by him. I don't know why that's a thing now, but D-line users, I'm telling you right now, if you want to win some money, man, that's going to probably be the way to go, because you cannot block a guy using jump to snap ability.
Yeah, you have to block a running back, and I think ID, the jump the snap guys, I've seen work pretty good against them.
It's crazy.
Savage, what are your thoughts on the pass rush?
I think there's no pass rush. I think there's even less run sheds, whatever you want to call it. Like, there's literally no sheds in the run game. It's actually kind of disgusting. Like,
do you think it's the same as Madden 17, Sav, where they had, you know, at the beginning of the 17 where stretch was so good and everybody's running stretch all game?
Oh,
where they,
remember
it was,
Power G? Oh, my God. Yeah. You couldn't even do anything. You literally couldn't. You could not do anything. Yep, 100%. But I think this year, like, there is no such thing as a run shed. And like, for example, if you're playing against somebody who knows like how to ID the mic on a run and how to run stretch properly, like, I played Stevie the other day, and he was running toss against me, bro. I never seen a toss work that good. Like, pitch, he was just running pitch out of slots. I've never played a pitch so good. I couldn't get a shed, and you know, I was trying to hit it before the motion guy would set, so I could get in the backfield. I just couldn't do it, and my linebackers, nobody would shed, and I just didn't know what to do. And it's frustrating, because you know, you'll make all the right adjustments and stuff, and you'll, like you said, you know, you'll have the play to stop it. You need that one stop, and you just can't get that animation. And it's just like, why? I have the players. I spent a million coins for this dude. Why can't this million coin card do this? Or why can't this million coin card do that? It's frustrating, but I mean, it happened. I mean, it's just I guess how the game is going. Like, that's just how, maybe this is like how they're gonna just make future Maddens more like this, where it is a more lackadaisy pocket. It is more or less, not, I don't want to say defensive friendly, because I mean, 91 zones crazy, but you know, maybe for block shedding and stuff, and getting off the line of like getting off like the linemen. Maybe that's like they're trying to tone that down. I don't know. That's just my take on it. I just think the runs are ridiculous. Do you think it could be year.
In Madden 17? I know the issue was the force defender on those stretches and stuff. Do you think it could be the force defender? Because I've noticed my outside linebackers easily get hooked by tight ends and guys.
Oh, right, like they get like sucked in, kind of.
Yep. And yeah. So like the force defenders don't absolutely. Play well.
They run right into the block as opposed to running to the running back. Like they purposely like this angle on a running back and they run right in to take on the blocker for some reason.
Oh yeah, I 100%. I noticed that so much.
So maybe that's something worth having them look at. So also.
Before you go to the next one, though, I was gonna also add to this. I wonder if they also nerfed pass rush as much as they did because of the pass leading mechanic. So since that's not working anymore, let's just go back to the Wild Wild West. Like we should, if you're gonna spend a million coins on a pass rusher, he needs to average 3 sacks a game. Like unless the dude's blocking 2 people on him, like he needs to average 3 sacks a game going against a free left tackle.
Yeah, like LT. How realistically, if my defensive line right now is LT. Jason Pierre-Paul, I run a rotation of 8 defensive linemen.
Yeah, you do have like a million coins and just like your backups.
Yeah, so I have an 8-man rotation on defensive line. I have Donald, Night Train Lane, JPP, Dent, Calais Campbell, one other end, and then I got 2 run-stuffing defensive tackles that aren't really pass rushers. And then, like, how many – I get maybe a sack a game if they hold it a long time. Like, how many sacks a game do you expect, like, LT and all those people to get? I mean, I'm going against decent offensive lines. Like, should they get more than that? Like, how much time in the pocket should they realistically have when you get those guys?
Text. It depends on who they have, obviously. So, if you're going against a guy with a God squad, you have a good offensive line. So, if you're going against a guy that has, like, the Donald Stevenson, that's the center, right? I don't even know the dude's name.
That's him. Yep, Stevenson.
Donald Stevenson. That's a weird name. If you're going against a guy that has him, if you're going against a guy that has the Munoz or whoever, the Walter Jones, then okay, I can go legend versus legend, and I can come down to just random chance. I'm cool with that. I just hate when you're investing in players and you know the offensive line you're going against has Dwayne Brown out there and you can't get no pressure.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I understand that this is all still a flip of the coin, but there should be more odds in my favor. If I'm willing to spend the coin, I should be able to be rewarded by getting more sacks. It's kind of how that works. But this game's so backwards where I'll go against guys like Dwayne Brown and don't get any sacks, and I'll go against guys like Walter Jones and they can't block Bosa. I'm like, why? How is this a thing?
Yeah. And sometimes maybe – I don't know. There's a lot of variables, like you say. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Savage, what do you think? How many sacks should you get a game with a top-end defensive line?
Well, I mean, I don't blitz. I send 3 every play. And
for a show drop, too?
No, 4.6 speed. Shout out to beautiful Fox in here.
Okay, so you must have put it like, okay, I got you.
I spy every play. 3-man rush with a spy because I notice, like you said, there's a lot of time. So whether I send 3 or 4, I don't notice a difference. So I'd rather send 3 with a spy helping me over the top. And believe it or not, I get picks with that spy. It's Mean Joe. Mean Joe's my spy. And
you gotta get that. You gotta get that.
Put Mean Joe.
I put Mean Joe in a spy. He's a freaking beast. He gets Mean a lot
Joe
of picks.
Is the best defensive block shedder in this game. He's the only guy that I go against, and I literally know that he's there.
I put him in a spy, and he gets the most sacks for me every game because people roll out.
Yep, like
I send the spy, and ba-bing, because they can't pass. They can't pass. Like they just can't pass. Like just the way I have my little setups, and I'm like, no, I know what you're gonna do, and then they roll out because they're like, oh, and then boom. Mean Joe meets him. I don't get that many sacks a game, especially during weekend league. I'd say my first couple of weekend league games when they give me like cupcakes, like the first 5 or 6 games are usually just absolute layups. I get a lot of sacks there, but as I play smarter people, they know not to roll out because that they'll see, okay, he's spying, and they notice I spy every single play. Mm-hmm. But they just chill in the pot. I mean, that's what I do. I rarely scramble in this game. Absolutely. I feel like you can just chill in the pocket.
Yeah, and I notice. Go ahead, Texas.
I was saying, just chill in the pocket and whistle. That's pretty much us. That's the game this year. Oh. It's more so, okay, I'm just going to sit here. You got a spy up. Somebody got shut time in the pocket. I got running back block. I got 6 guys here. I'll wait until somebody comes open.
I'll just chill. Cool. Playmaker in 17 angles away. Don't matter, man. I'm doing that all game. It's my offense.
Yeah, I've noticed. So I've tried the 4-man pass rush with contains, and that's almost like not having a pass. That's like a 2-man pass rush, and then 2 guys just kind of chilling.
That's so contains, true, though, man.
Contains are so bad this year because they can escape inside the contains, and the guys in the contains aren't going to do anything about it. Nah, like, because they're like, all right, we'll sit out here, but they'll just run inside that tackle, and they'll take off for 20 yards. So I think I might switch over to the Savage method of QB spying instead of – because QBs without the spy on the field –
Slant outside too.
Yeah.
Because that'll give because I spy my DT1, and if you slant outside, it gives the nose guard, it gives them that weird – orange arrow where it like looks like he's filling up two gaps.
Yeah, it's a two gap scheme. Yeah.
Yeah, he gets instant shed sometimes, like maybe one out of every 20 snaps he'll get an instant shed right in between the center and a guard, and he just screams through. And yeah, I mean, I've had really, really, really huge success with that. That was my scheme for the club series too. Same 4-6. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, how's the club series going?
It's good. I mean, I'm just really excited for January for the finals. Like, I can't wait to go.
Nice. So can you break that down for us?
Oh, pretty much. All it was I played in a group, like group stages against like just three other kids, and then I actually won my group by a huge point differential. I made one kid quit, so that got me a free 24 points for winning that game. And then I was the first seed going into the playoffs, and I won my playoff game 23-13. And that got me a Final Four spot. So pretty much at just the end of January, 24th and 25th, like during like that Pro Bowl event that they do, I'm going to be playing potentially two games. If I win my first game, I play a second game. And then if I win that game, I don't know if I go to Burbank or if I stay in Orlando for the finals. But yeah, I'm just playing to pretty much represent the Giants for the club series, which is cool. Because
yeah,
like,
that's really neat.
I used to suck at Madden, and now I like kind of have thumbs.
It's the American dream.
Shirt down there?
Yeah.
What'd you say, Tex?
You gonna wear your coin sponsor shirt down there?
I'm gonna wear my clout goggles down there.
I don't. Will EA? Okay, so does EA allow people?
They audited everything on me.
No, but like you have a YouTube coin sponsor. Will
I know. They've audited everything because before you're allowed to go through it, they say they have to like audit you and audit your account. You give them permission to, and I gave them permission to look up everything. I gave them my name, everything, and they went through and they congratulated me after I won. So,
huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, realistically though,
do they know your YouTube channel? Yeah.
Yeah, realistically though, I mean, if they were to say anything, I mean, dude, there are so many competitive players that break terms of service every single day. I mean, I've done my research. I mean, there's no – I mean, personally, it'd be very, 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 very – like, in my opinion, it'd be very, very, very wild if they actually tried to pull like that on me, because there is lots and lots of screenshots from competitive players that people have taken because they want to protect me, because they know that, yes, I do have a coin sponsor, but they're letting these competitive players go down there who break the exact same – terms of service. So if they try to pull a fast one, I have some evidence against some of the other competitors.
So can I get a guarantee from you, Sav, if you go down, you're bringing the whole ship down with you?
Oh, dude, I will actually 100% be doing everything in my ability to make sure that, yes, there will be a price paid by EA Sports.
Woo!
If they even dare.
I love it.
I dare them. I mean, dude, I dare them. Dare them.
I love this.
They would love to see me in a suit in court. Let me just say that. I look good in a suit, dude. I have really
good
prom pictures, bro.
Yeah, the only problem with the suit is that you'd hide in your calves, though.
Yeah.
Rip off the leg parts. Just
yeah, dude. Yeah, I'll come in there.
Gotta love that.
And some capris, bro. They could see my calves all they want. I'd be smiling.
Is it bad that I kind of hope that's going to happen? Like, just the whole drama,
dude,
around that? Just you taking down the whole community?
Oh, I mean, it wouldn't be to hurt them, though. It would be, that's just not right. You mean to tell me they let other people fly, they're not going to let me fly? That's crazy. That's downright, you could call it disrespect. You could call it, it's just unethical, bro. I mean, if somebody does one thing, like if somebody were to steal something two people were to steal something, but only one of them gets arrested and the other one walks, like, bro, they both just did the same thing. You gotta, you know, if you're gonna make one person get punished for it, you gotta punish the other person. I mean, that's just how it goes. That's why I don't think they're stupid. I mean, they clearly know who I am by now. I would be very, very surprised if the people, I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm the biggest person in the world, but I mean, I tweet a lot. I'm on most of their timelines a lot. I tweet at them. I'm sure they have some idea of, okay, this Savage kid, I mean, you know, he's not some just random, you know, person. Like, I mean, I know some of the players that I was playing against had like 20 followers on Twitter, and they literally just made the Twitter to compete in this tournament. I played the game just like they did. They played the game just like they did. I mean, dude, like, it's really not that big of a deal.
Well, here's the thing, Sav, that's kind of saving you. Well, two things. One, it's a private company. They don't have to give out fair punishment at all. I mean, it's not like it's the court of law. Two, they haven't banned any YouTubers for promoting coins.
Mm-hmm.
They've only banned people that have done coin transactions. So
allegedly,
they audited my PSN too.
I'm not saying you're buying coins. I'm just saying your YouTube promotion in the past for no YouTuber's gotten banned for promoting. They've only got it for buying. They've only got bans for that. So I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't see a problem. And if anything, not trying to act like I'm the savior, but bro, when I was streaming, I had 1,000 people in my final game. Just from me. And I really want to bring. I don't feel like enough people watch competitive Madden. I don't. I really, really don't. I hope to God maybe once you see like when I go, once you see how my appearance and how I represent myself is, you're going to see that I'm not going to be going and staring at the screen like I'm in a life or death situation. Dude, I'm going to make sure everybody watching it is laughing the whole time because I'm about to have the time of my life when that camera's on me. I'm making eye contact with it the entire time. I don't care. Like, I don't care if I win or lose, to be honest. I'm literally going for the experience. And I want people to really realize, like, all competitive, quote-unquote, like, competitive Madden players aren't the same. Like, they're not going to just stare at the screen, and when they get interviewed, you know, they're like, yeah, I did this thing and that thing, and then I won. Like, if they interview me, dude, I'm going to say some crazy funny stuff, man. Just, I'm letting you know. I'll shout you out. I'll shout both of you out. I'll say, yo, follow the Muttman podcast. I'm going to make sure everybody gets a shout-out, dude.
I need you to wear a coin shirt, though. Like, I need you to be, like, 10% off the Saturn check.
I gotta wear the shirt that they give me with the they get the Club Series jerseys.
Right,
I don't get the iron. I don't want to get the ironed on one that they gave the Patriots players. I remember Skimbo was like, dude, they just gave me like an ironed on T-shirt with the Patriots logo on it. It was like a Hanes T-shirt. I was like, really, New England? Come on.
You don't win a lot of championships by just giving stuff away, right?
Yeah.
Sav, it's all good and fun, like having fun at that stuff, but it's more fun if you win.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, I'll be trying, but guess what? I could get blown out by 40. I consider myself to be a competitainer. That's a competitive entertainer. I believe me, I love winning. But I mean, those are like the people. Dude, I played salary cap for a total of 72 hours this year because the tournament's in salary cap. I never touched salary cap until I had to play with that tournament. That was my first time ever playing. I won. I was like, wow, I won. And when I was in my final game, I was like, I don't even care if I win or lose. And then I won. And I went, damn, I won. And next thing I know, I won. And I mean, yeah, I'm going to try. But I want to just make sure I'm having fun while I'm hopefully winning.
Good.
I want to make sure other people have fun too.
Yeah. Do you see a future in competitive men for the scene?
Yeah. I hope. I love watching competitive Madden. I'm weird. I love it. I'm weird. I love it. I know not many people find it to be the greatest thing in the world because, like Tech said, even he's like, I don't watch it anymore because it's the same thing over and over again. And I agree with him. But, I mean, at the same time, I like to see you can run the same thing over and over again better. Like, that's just me. I'm weird like that. I love playing this game as best I can. And I just feel like, you know, unless you're like that, like, unless you like to win a lot and really just, you know, play the game day in and day out, you're not going to really want to watch competitive Madden. And like I said, like, that's why when I go there, I'm going to hopefully add like some personality and maybe attract a few people who seem like gorgeous calves.
So there's been a lot of drama lately on Twitter with competitive Madden and microtransactions. And it seems that sometimes a lot of the drama of competitive Madden and the stuff that they tweet at EA developers and from EA's side, almost like it's more hassle than it's worth based on the numbers that it's bringing in. Like, okay, so EA has – I brought this up in the Rex Dixon podcast. It's something I want to ask you. So EA has Madden YouTubers like Kay. K gets more views in a day than their competitive tournaments do for the whole weekend. So I asked Rex this. He said it's just building blocks right now. They're just starting off. But when you see numbers like that still, what is this, the third year into their competitive serious, or is it second year? Third year into their serious competitive Madden. Mm-hmm. And the YouTubers are getting much bigger, like for free publicity, than your competitive Madden tournaments that you're spending over $1 million on prizes. You're spending all that time on staff time, probably more than $1 million on staff time and setting this up. Is it worth it from EA's point of view?
You know, I never thought of it like that. I never really did. And I know there's always like that that question where people are like, well, why don't they have like a YouTuber tournament? That would pull so many viewers because all the fan bases, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I've never really looked at it like that, like how much it actually does cost them. But I really do believe it does come down to I don't want to know. I don't know how to really word it, because the gameplay is gameplay. So, you know, that's just going to be there. There's always going to be that group of plays that everybody's going to run, and it just comes down to who can run it better. But at the same time, it's also like, you know, you have to also take an account for the people that are really there giving it that attitude. Because, like, you know, everybody, you need those vibes in order for people to want to watch it. Sure, you can like Madden, but I mean, if you don't really like Madden to be the best of the best, then you're probably not going to find competitive Madden to be the most entertaining thing. There's really there's not that much personality. So that's where they're really, really, really hammering themselves. They don't have that person that really is like, that everybody, they don't have like that hero, if that makes any sense. I mean, sure, you got Skimbo, who everybody's like, oh, new goat, you know, you have Problem, who's the goat, you have all that. But I mean, you know, that's cool and all, but you don't really get to see too much of them for being them. If that means anything, I don't know.
Yeah, I think they've done a pretty good job promoting their players and showing their backstories. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, I've watched a few of their tournaments. Like, they do a really good job, like bringing the family, like Zvolt's grandfather. Everybody kind of new on Twitter. If you're really hardcore in the scene, then you follow the stuff on Twitter. You know who that is. You know their backgrounds. Hey, one thing before I ask Texas a question: if my internet goes out, just carry on without me. It's getting a little touch and go here. But Texas, what are your thoughts on is competitive Madden worth it for the numbers that they're pulling 3 years in?
I mean, if the money and mutt's still there, yeah, go ahead and keep doing it. I don't like the whole backstory.
But wait. Is the money and mutt from competitive players? Like, is mutt money because people want to be competitive, or is mutt money because people want to play the game of mutt?
Play the game of mutt, so they're using the money from mutt to help them.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Like the mutt money is funding this competitive, and this is what they're spending it on.
As long as that's still going to keep happening, then I'm here for it, because it's good for people who are trying to, I guess, make a career out of something they've been doing for free for a while. So I like that whole aspect of it.
Wait, Tex, one thing. But about that career thing, couldn't they be spending that money on, like, developers and their career and to make the game play better?
They're good. I mean, they could do that, but, I mean, that's probably going to cost more than $1 million. That's the thing about it. That's probably going to cost a lot more than $1 million. This is the easiest way you can get some excitement about the game for probably the cheapest cost as well, other than having somebody else, you know, do all the work for you.
Okay. Like, I was talking about, like, more developers to help improve the game versus, like,
I would love that, but it's going to cost more than $1 million they're allocating towards these competitive tournaments.
Okay. I'm pretty sure you could get 4 or 5 devs for that cost.
Maybe. Like, if you want, like, well, you could probably get, like, some, like, EA, like, mutt people, but I want, like, coders. I want guys that, those guys probably they don't run cheap, I don't think. I don't know what a coder makes, but my guess is they make a decent amount of money if they're out here making the company that much off of their genius, I guess. I don't know what an average coder makes. I could be wrong. It might be cheaper than I actually think it is.
Yeah, who knows? I'll Google it. Sorry, I cut you off from your other point. I'll Google it while you look it up.
You're good. But the backstory, so I feel like they're kind of going at a wrong angle. I feel like they're doing traditional style of things. Like, when you watch football, they try to introduce the family to give these guys, like, a face. I don't think these guys need that, because that's not going to make you like somebody more that they're, like, family people. I feel like if they want to have these competitive players grow, they got to start doing what Man Jay said, which is send them off to events that way that they, like, so PAX South is in January 14th through the 16th. I'm more than likely going to be going. So if they were to send, like, a Problem or a Skimbo or even a Dub.W out there to just like play the game at that event, just to try to make themselves more recognizable. That'd be the way to go about handling that, to make the, get more people's attention on those on them, as opposed to watch us and we'll do this weird a life in football. Like, nobody cares about that. Nobody likes that type of style stuff anymore. And so I feel like they got to change their marketing approach to get these guys more facial recognition.
I gotcha. Hey, I looked it up. A software engineer 3. Wait, hang on. Where'd it go? It's like $110,000 per year. Software engineer 3 at EA.
So it's like 9 coders?
Yeah, but you got to factor in benefits. Benefits at like 50% of that. So $160K. So you could get, I don't know, 6, we'll say.
Okay. I would like that money to go back into that, but I guess they're just
they've already got
from a selfish perspective, because I'm tired of certain things in this game. Like when you watch a TD Presents video where he posted where a ball goes through a guy's body and then morphs into Randy Moss's right hand.
I love that.
Or the worst part, I can't pick a fumble up. I let it fly right there. When you like, there's like 4 guys around and your team and the ball's in the ground and like, nah, I'm good. Lineman comes over and jumps and does the cartwheel animation, gets to fumble one hand, stands up like he's Keanu Reeves in the Matrix. Like, what are we doing here? Like, I would like more people to come down here so that doesn't happen. But I guess they think their money's better spent for this, because at least the game's on the main stage, especially if it's on NFL Network or on the ESPN 2
broadcast. And I mean, I say, like, you know, this isn't an either or. Like, they can have the competitive money and extra developer money, but EA, you know, you got to pay your CEO whatever bonus, then they got to fund the NBA Live, then they got to show profit back to the shareholders. So it's not an either or. I'm just kind of making it that way. But they could easily fund both competitive and a higher, you know, whatever payout for competitive Madden, and give us more developers for our game. But
I
go
think
on, Texas.
It is for them though, because it's either or. Because they it's either competitive and then nothing else, or it's NBA Live, like, or the games that they're funding for that. So I think that obviously they want to make a crazy profit. Instead of making $1 million extra, they'd rather make $10 million extra. I mean, Dave Chappelle said it best, man. The difference between $50 million and $30 million is $20 million. Like, you're still a millionaire. Like, it's not that big of a deal. But these guys are kind of greedy about it.
Yeah.
And so if they were to stop putting stuff out people weren't actually paying for, maybe they can afford stuff or just take coders from other companies just to use their resource to help them make the game a little bit better. That'd be a way to go about it. Because, like, how come there's ball physics in NBA Live but not ball physics in Madden?
What are you talking about? There's ball physics, man. They advertised it.
I see the ball go through people's bodies so many times.
Are you an NBA Live truther now? Have you switched sides?
I didn't switch sides. I just remember that game, big thing 2 years ago was ball physics. Like, the ball's not like 2K where it's like...
They shut it down. They shut down NBA Live. Ball physics are terrible. That's the end of the series. That killed it. Ball physics killed NBA Live.
But, like... I just don't see that in Madden, man. I don't get it. Like, how come their defensive lineman physics, where, like, I'm using your guy, and I'll trip over my own guy or the offensive lineman going through a hole, but, like, when the running back runs, he doesn't trip. He just glides through. Like, what's going on there? Or the fullback. Like, none of these guys fall. Like, there's some things in this game that just kind of could be resolved. They were to spend the money on something people are actually buying. Just saying.
I gotcha. Savage, any thoughts on physics in Madden?
Dude, I went for a user lurk earlier and I knocked that ball 43 yards down the field. There is no ball physics. Dude, Isaac Newton, whenever we play this game, Isaac Newton turns in his grave with how that ball flies. He's like, this is not what I wanted.
That's funny. I like that. I like that turn of phrase. All right, hey, moving on to the next subject. Wow, we are not through this agenda at all. Is Mutt boring, Sav? We kind of touched on it earlier, but Tex linked me a little, I don't know, paragraph of things of promos we're missing this year. I'll just read it down here quickly. Actually, Tex, do you want to do it?
I'll give the sourcing to my man Chargers Nation in 17. Appreciate you posting this, but you got it. I like your voice better.
What?
Well, I said I like your voice better. I say it slowly that time.
Oh, for mine. I thought you talking about Chargers Nation still.
No, yours.
Okay.
Chargers Nation. All right, 17.
I'll do the reading, although I don't enjoy it. All right, road to the playoffs. We're missing that. We're missing signatures, flashbacks every week. Campus Heroes came out later. That's kind of unfair.
That came out Christmas.
Yeah, so. that's an unfair number. Weekly Football Outsiders, true. Quick Sells, yes. Midseason Master, yep. Schefter Stars, 100%. Love that promo. Spotlight Players, Milestones, Limited Team of the Week card in Team of the Week cards in packs, and limited cards you can only get for winning Super Bowls and all Madden. Although that was near the end of the year, so that's an unfair comparison too. But agreed. Yeah, where's our shit, Sav?
Dude, I don't know. And that's what I think. Like when you ask the question, is Mump boring? For most people, they would say, yeah, because they don't really, you know, there are some people that, believe it or not, play this game just to build a team, and they'll just grind solos with that team, and they'll rarely touch head-to-head. Like me, I'm on head-to-head, I don't play solos. And yeah, for those people, I could 100% say yes. And for myself, I can 100% say yes. Mutt is boring. There's not enough cards. I can't go, when you think about it, what is there? I think I did the math today. It's either 26 or 28 new cards a week. We get, is it 12 or 14, or no, 24 from Team of the Week, right? 24 from Team of the Week.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like something like that. Two from Thursday.
26, I think.
26 from Team of the Week, two from Thursday, two from Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Bruh. That's 30 cards. 30 cards a week? That's it? Bro, I remember in Madden 16, I would wait for Adam Schefter to tweet something about the Schefter star when I was in class in high school. Because I was like, dude, Adam Schefter's about to tweet something. And he would just drop some fire on my timeline while I was in class. And I would get so hyped. And that was what I waited for on, what was that, Wednesday? And on Thursday, I would wait for something else. And then on Friday, I'd wait for Football Outsiders. Bro, now I gotta wait like 4 days before something new comes out. That's not Mutt anymore. That's not Ultimate Team. That is not Ultimate Team anymore.
Yeah, 100% Texas's fault. I don't know if I've told you this before. I've told everybody in the podcast this. So we had Jake Stein on the podcast over the summer, and Texas came up with the genius idea to say that we have too much content in the game. It's really my biggest gripe with you, Texas. Defend yourself.
I mean, at that time, I was using it as an excuse for them because they kept doing that plus one bull bleep. They're out here trying to drop all these high overall cards, and then like you see that it's from an 87 to a 93, and it's just plus one. I just gave it to them as an idea. I'm like, maybe you guys should hold back the content if you can't get it right. That's kind of how the whole thing went. Like, I don't know if you go back, that's pretty much that's why I say maybe you guys might want to stop with the content, because the reason why I'm over here complaining about it because you guys can't do your damn job. That's the reason why I'm complaining about it.
I see. What they heard was, hey, the community wants less content. Let's be lazier in our jobs. Yeah.
We want less content if we're not going to make it like how it is this year. Like so this year we know 87 to 93 is going to be a huge upgrade.
Huge. Last year. It actually is very noticeable.
Yeah. Yeah, whereas last year it was plus one speed and plus three to like awareness and plus three to like kick power, like stuff
and,
like
an injury and like, you'd be like what is this?
Stuff that didn't matter much. So and it just kind of just got to the point where it's got stupid as hell. And so I was like, that's the reason why I was complaining about it. And so the content this year, I will say it's boring right now because we don't have much of it. But I'm also bored because I'm not really being stimulated. Like last year, I fell in love with chemistry, just the whole like building teams around chemistry. Whereas this year, just two chems to build around. That's really it. And so now I'm kind of falling back into that like that love. But now I became a Jaguars fan because now my entire defense is I have five Jaguars in my defense. Clay's Campbell. I got Jalen Ramsey. I powered up Telvin Smith. I got Paul P. and Barry Church.
Well, meow to you, Tex.
I'm like, it's good. But after that, there's nothing else I can do. Like, I can't tell guys to build this team because this team I'm building right now is way too expensive. Cause I had to spend 11 or 12 elite tokens nine elite tokens on the uniforms. And then I had to spend more to power players. I'm like, this is not worth it. And so I can't really like translate that excitement into video as I could have last year because of that. So I'm just bored because it's not anything for me to do creatively in Mutt right now.
So I suggest they go back to a more packed weekly schedule and hope they do in the off season. Because right now it seems like they're committed to Team of the Week, and I think Team of the Week's holding them back. And I think with that said, we just had the Blitz promo. And then I think after the Blitz promo, we need a little bit of a cooling down period. Like, we got veterans on Friday, I know, definitely. But, like, that Blitz promo was when Tex and I talked about it last week, how much we enjoyed it. And I was really hardcore into Mutt that weekend. So not having a second weekend in a row that I'm that, like, dedicated, and I could kind of, like, more of, like, a, you know, like the ebb and flow of Mutt. Like, there's peaks, and then there's values, and then it's kind of like a, it's kind of like a rhythm. So like in a couple weeks when the Christmas promo comes out, we're thinking like we're projecting right now the 15th, and we'll get to that in a second. It's gonna be another peak. We got like another 2 weeks before next peak. So it's I kind of like the ebb and flow, but I also enjoy the daily content. So I think let's move on from that to the Christmas promo. I kind of want to hear what you guys, because it's a nice transition. I'm kind of skipping down on the agenda. What do you guys think we're getting for the Christmas promo? Do you think we're getting ghosts again and out of positions or something else? Sav, let me hear what you had to say.
I think that, yeah, because, like, you know, it's just been like that. What I do hope that they do, and I really, really did like it, was during the Thanksgiving promo with the free, you grind for Irvin. Was he 100% free? I'm pretty sure if he did everything. Yeah, he was. 100%. Love that. If they do that, you know, give a master, like Barry, like, you know, they gave Barry a master. Also give, I guess you could call, like, him, like, a minor. I don't know what you would call Irvin. But, yeah, he was, like, you know, he's that's a really good card that you could get for free. Give me something. Like, you know, you could, like, that's all I'm saying. Wrecked the
receiver market, man.
Yeah, and you know what? It's because he has Playmaker, one of the probably my favorite ability other than Unfakeable and Conductor. But, yeah, 100% hope that we get something like that. I hope it's not a running back. If it's a running back, everybody in this community will roll seven. Everybody in this community will say, hey, you absolutely never hear us because we don't need any more running backs. And, yes, no more running backs, please.
Stop. What? But no. Running backs are great. What's wrong with running backs?
Bad.
It's because they don't know how to drop them at the right time. Didn't they drop Earl Campbell? After they brought out Barry Sanders, like y'all don't have any type of logic.
And they just dropped Will Shields after they dropped Marshall Yanda. Like, bruh, it's crazy.
Yeah, but don't take running backs down. I like having a lot of different running backs and trying them out.
I think right now, once they hit the spin threshold, it's like, okay, how fast is he? That's just how I'm looking at it now. It's like,
or Bo Jackson is trucking, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Bo Jack. Oh, yeah. Oh, of course you want I hope we get another Bo. Be pretty cool.
I totally agree.
I want a real Bo, too. I don't want no fake Bo. I want a real one. I want a 99 Bo.
Oh, yeah. At least, like, 90. What do you think the master for Christmas overall is going to be? 96?
95 to
96. We'll see any. I think the last master we see at 95 is going to be the Gauntlet Master. Then after that, we'll start seeing higher overall ones after that.
Like, the Super Bowl MVP usually was the first 99 I think we saw when it was Brady last year.
Yep.
And Von Miller the year before.
Oh, yeah. And Von Miller. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, go on, Tex.
I was going to say, with the thing for the Christmas promo and the running backs, back to that, just like, if we get an out-of-position running back, so we get like a Tavon Austin, guys like that, okay, cool. We don't want a master or a high overall running back. Ricky Williams. Do not drop Ricky Williams this Christmas.
Oh,
don't.
My gosh.
Don't do that. There's too many halfbacks in this game as it is right now, and everybody has nat one. So if you drop Ricky Williams, you're kind of just compounding the problem right now, which is why the running back market is crazy. Jerome Bettis, I think, is the best halfback in this game with Move the Sticks, personally. And I can't buy it. I got Reggie – I got not Reggie Bush. I have LT, and I have Todd Gurley. Like, I don't have a need for him right now.
Just because, the NAT stuff. But, like, he's a trucker, though. Like, why wouldn't you have a short yardage back?
Not as good as juking this year, man. The only thing trucking's good for is that animation where you truck somebody and nobody can tackle you. Like, you got the Mario star.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the only thing it's good for. Where you truck somebody and the game's like, nope, no tackle here, no tackle there. All right, touchdown.
Yeah. I've seen that. I think they toned it down with the recent patch, but it's still in there a little bit. And on to that. All right, so what ghosts of – let's go through each of the ghosts. Give me two ghosts of present – like current players, and then we'll go through past and we'll go through future. Give me two that you want to see in this Christmas promo. Ghost of present, Sav.
All right, so currently, that's actually a really, really good question. Give me Josh Gordon with Playmaker.
Nice.
91 spec catch or something
and
crazy.
The standard 91 speed.
Yeah, and the standard 91 speed. And then, I can't even say Stafford, can I? I want a new Stafford.
You can't say Stafford after that game you had this past
week. Yeah, I can't. I can't say Stafford, but I'm going to say Stafford because I need a new Stafford because Stafford's always my guy, dude. Oh, my God.
You just got Jay Cutler. What do you mean you need a new Stafford? He's basically your Stafford.
I know, but, dude, it's just that I can't rock with Jay Cutler. I don't like Jay Cutler. He's weird.
Dude, Jay Cutler's performed very well for me.
Really? I just picked up the team of the week golf. Yo, give me a team of the week. Give me a new golf. because I really like
that's,
how
that's future.
That's future.
Oh, he would be future.
Well, actually, wait. Is future just rookies?
No, I don't know. I thought you were just
last year.
Players.
It was Ramsey. It was Ramsey and golf
rookie.
And one more. Who else? Oh, Leonard Floyd. Rookie.
So it's got to be a rookie. All right.
Yeah.
So
we'll
go golf.
Could get a golf. Oh, that would be crazy. That would be awesome.
All right.
Good year too.
Texas. Let me hear two from you. Two presents from you. Goes to presents.
Two presents. Le'Veon Bell.
I was gonna say that. Damn it, you took mine. I should have gone first.
No, I don't want no halfbacks, but Le'Veon Bell hasn't got a card at all this year.
Yep.
And then I guess we go defense after that. Somebody that's balling out this year. That doesn't have a team of the week card. It's kind of hard because a lot of the cards on defense have got recognition. I'll probably just go present guys who are – I don't even know. Okay, I'm thinking of the present guy right now. I got to think.
Okay.
I have to think of that because, like, everybody that's balled out has got a Madden card this year. So if we get 93 overall of those, like, I got to actually do some research on that.
All right, how's Von Miller doing?
The Broncos he's been fine. The Broncos has been bad.
Yeah, the Broncos are just a terrible
I'm just going to – I'll go with Von Miller on defense. And then I guess since I can't say Le'Veon Bell, I got to pick somebody else, huh?
I just want him so that way you can power him up since you already have a nap one on your team. That's all I want.
Yeah, you may have seen through my ruse there.
I just want to see you power him up, waste 500,000 coins just to get him powered up to a 94 overall.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing that power up anymore. No way. How about AJ Green? No, he had a mud hero, but
okay, so
maybe AJ.
I'm going to go Clowney on defense.
Ooh, yeah, okay. He hit a mud hero too. Yeah. All right, cool. So, Ghost of Future, what rookies do you want to see? Give me two of them, Sav.
Dude, can we get Corey Davis a card? Like, I know homie hasn't done anything, but I got his rookie premiere chilling. And that's the only rookie premiere I did, because everybody who is a Titans fan, dude, this guy's going to light it up. You don't understand how good our team's going to do this year. We drafted him. He's 6'3". This dude's going to be a huge red zone. I just want him to get a card so I can say I have a Corey Davis rookie premiere card, and he is worth it. And then on defense, I honestly, you know, TJ Watt has been having an excellent year. He's been having a pretty solid year, but I'm going to have to give it to, if we're being 100% honest, if Marshawn Lattimore doesn't get it, even though we got a most feared one, I don't think that they're watching
the same.
He didn't
get a high one, too.
Yeah, only got an 85.
He's going to win Rookie of the Year. Like, yeah, he's going to win Defense Rookie of the Year, so.
Yeah, Defense Rookie of the Year, 100%. Yeah. That's who I would love to see, 100%.
Okay, Tex?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to name another halfback, but if I had to pick two, it would be Kamara and Lattimore. It would be both those guys. But we might get Kamara tomorrow because Kamara balled out against the Panthers. So, or Tuesday when we're recording this. So if I got to pick two rookies, Leonard Fournette, because he's been having a great year for that team. You know, they haven't really been running the ball as well as of lately. And then a guy on defense that has been the second best defensive player this year. Probably gonna be TJ Watt. That's only like I'm only two guys I'm hearing in talks right now, and only two guys that are actually like names are being brought up. Other players are playing well, but they're not playing as well as those two guys.
Well, I'll go Myles Garrett on defense. I know he's got in because he's been injured. Brown, I don't care. Oh yeah, because Browns always get cards, you know. Let's go. I'll go Myles Garrett just to pick somebody different than you guys. I'll go Christian McCaffrey and Myles Garrett.
Oh yeah, another running back. Thanks, Fox. Love you.
Yeah, no problem. You're welcome. I do want personally Fournette because I have his rookie premiere, but you already guys chose Fournette. So all right, past. What legends do you want to see for Christmas?
This one I'm prepared for.
Sav.
Now, they always do like from what I've noticed, they always will drop a Cunningham really early, and then they drop a Cunningham at Christmas when he was on the Vikings. Because if you always noticed, his original legend at the beginning of the year is an Eagle, and then at the Christmas time. It's the Viking one, and it's always a 96 overall. Like I have noticed that. So I personally feel like we might see a Cunningham, and then we're gonna see that if that had to be my offensive one, my defensive one, who I would love to see. Like they always did. I remember the gift that one year was like Deacon Jones. I wouldn't mind a Deacon, imagine him in Tutal or something crazy
nice.
Like
yeah.
that. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. How about you, Tex?
Offense, John Mackey.
Oh.
Or what's that? what's that boy's name? Mike Ditka. I don't know. I was about to say Todd Ditka for some reason. Like, it's not, name's not Todd. Mike Ditka.
Just like Donald Stevenson when I was Dwight Stevenson. Yeah.
Just like these old names. I just want to tie it in this game that's not Gonzalez that had a one overall increase or Kellen Winslow.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I'm tied it. Even though I got a bunch of my team right now. Nat, just chilling. And defensively, Derek Thomas. We need a good left outside linebacker. Like, we don't have one.
What about Jack Ham? Jack, yeah. Remember Jack Ham from Mutt 15?
I do remember Jack Ham.
He was was he a gift?
He may have been, actually. His ultimate legend card was like the best card on my defense. The play rec actually worked that year. He was so good.
Read them screens like crazy.
Yeah, and like just reacting to runs. He was like he was in every single. I like broke down footage of him for a review. He was like in every single play. It was insane. But if I agree. I kind of want defensive players that can stop the run, like a Bruce Smith or something. Or, ooh, but boy. Yeah, because like we just learned about Lawrence Taylor and his inability to stop the run, his inability to contain outside runs because of the way Madden's coded. So maybe, I don't know, like a hard hitting cornerback. Which are there any hard hitting cornerbacks left out in the NFL history? Like, let's think. Maybe a hard-hitting safety, too, that we can move to corner.
You could definitely get
put Ronnie Lott there or something. But we already have a Ronnie.
We have a Ronnie. It's already. It's kind of funny because last year Ronnie Lott out of position, I think, was covered. Or one of the cards was out of position.
It was Ronnie. It was a 92 overall quarterback, Ronnie.
Was that from Madden 16?
The best cards. Yeah. That was last year. It was one of the best cards I've ever used, especially on Nickel Blitz. Oh my God, card would just shed. It would just shed, and you couldn't do anything about it. It was so. Oh my God.
How about like an Atwater would be good? Oh, no, we have an Atwater, but an upgraded one.
Jack Tatum.
Yeah, Tatum. There it is. But yes.
John Lynch.
Oh yeah, that's what I was thinking of. I was thinking of John Lynch from the 49ers. That's what I was thinking.
That's a few guys that can definitely give us that can help force fumbles since that's a thing now. Like I like getting big hit fumbles, even though it doesn't happen as often as I would like it to be. So you got Jack Ham on defense, and who you want on offense, Fox?
How about Harold Carmichael, 6'8" wide receiver?
Who is
he plays for the Eagles?
Yeah, he was an All Pro on the Eagles in the '70s.
He was a beast.
Yeah, I just want to break Mutt.
That dude's dude, gonna go catch. This was education animation is gonna be so hilarious. He's gonna be half his body out of bounds, half his body's in bounds. Not gonna be fun to see. Oh my goodness, that dude is tall. Okay,
yeah. And so
that'd be crazy.
Texas asked this question in DMs, and I kind of want to ask you, Sav, and then right back at you, Texas. Is Mutt the best microtransaction console game that's out right now? Actually, Texas, let me hear from you first, since you were the one that posed it.
Okay, so I have a good friend that we've been talking, like, I met him online, like, through, like, Tinder.
Are you being catfished?
But we met online a while ago. We've been playing Madden since Madden 13 together, and so we talk occasionally.
I could just imagine it's, like, a super cute girl, but they're cosplaying, like just a regular dude online.
Yeah,
trying to catfish you as a friend.
My soulmate right there talking to me right now. But we were talking about this, and we're like, he was mad that Mutt was, like, a thing. He says, how come people are up in arms about the microtransactions in Star Wars Battlefront and then UFC, but not in Madden Ultimate Team? My response was, this is because it's the best iteration of this mode. Like, you see the games like Battlefront and even Call of Duty, where they implement stuff, microtransaction for loot, that just doesn't have a purpose of being in the game. So UFC Ultimate Team, why is there Ultimate Team in UFC? Doesn't make any sense to me. And why are you pulling packs for cards in UFC Ultimate Team? There's a reason why Mutt and FIFA have had a successful model with the sports games, because there's actually a need to pull packs to get these players for your team.
Yeah.
And so, and we start arguing about, like, if Mutt's the best iteration of it, because, and I will argue that it is, because for one, they offer better value than a lot of the other games do. So you can pull a bundle, like if you pull a bundle and I'm doing a Blitz promo, you saw that discount legend bundle, they gave a full legend.
That's crazy.
For what, 700 points? And then you saw what they gave today or last Saturday.
Yeah.
And it was not a full legend guaranteed. And it was more expensive. I'm like, okay. So you got better value out of the stuff in Madden. Even more than FIFA, where in FIFA, if you want to pull packs, it's not like bundles you can pull. Everything's individually. There's nothing guaranteed out of those packs. whereas Madden at least comes with a guarantee. And on top of that, they also have sets to where you can exchange these cards into more value if you want to do tokens or if you want to risk it on flashback stuff like that. So I was arguing that Mutt has kind of perfected the mode of or perfected the microtransaction.
I heard there aren't many solos in FIFA either. Is that true?
I don't play FIFA, so.
I do. A little. I'm not good at this year, so I just don't really touch it that much. But there actually is an offline weekend league now in FIFA. It's called Squad Battles, and that's pretty much, you can grind that. You play against the computer, and you get to choose what difficulty you play on. So you can play on rookie. Well, they don't call it rookie in FIFA, but for what Madden would call it, you could play against a rookie, all pro, all Madden. And what happens is depending on how well you perform against the computer, if you win by like one goal, you get X amount of points. If you win by two goals, you get X amount of squad points. And pretty much what you're doing is you're battling against like everybody in the world to try to get the most points. But once you hit a certain amount of points, you're guaranteed X amount of rewards. So if you get like, if you win like three games, you get like 5,000 coins in three packs. If you win like 20 games, you get like 80,000 coins in three packs. And this is all offline, so you can kind of call them like your solo challenges, because you know it's against the computer.
Yeah,
which is pretty cool. And like to kind of bounce off how Texas said, we have sets in Madden. They have what you call SBCs, which are initially sets. So it'll say take 11 English players, put them in a thing, and then you get a gold premium pack, which is about a $3 pack, and you get that. And what's really cool about them is with SBCs is there's four individual SBCs in one large SBC. So it's like four little mini ones, and if you complete all four mini ones, you get the grand prize out of doing it. So if one says collect English players, another says Italian, German, and then Belgium, once you complete all four of them, you get a big pack that's could be worth up to like $20. Nice. So that's kind of like the sets that they do in FIFA. But what's cool about Madden, you know, with the sets, you kind of know what you're getting. In FIFA, you know what you're getting, but it's just a pack. So it all comes down to strictly, hopefully you get lucky.
Like, do you like that better than Madden's sets?
Personally, some of them, yeah, because you do actually get a coin reward. Like, there's one time I did one, I got 12,000 coins and a pack, which was awesome. I was like, wow, because, you know, it's really hard to earn coins in FIFA, believe it or not. Like, it's extremely difficult because, like you said, there is no solos. But this year, the squad building challenges for people who suck, like me, like, I'm atrocious at the game. I can actually play against the computer at a difficulty I select, and I don't dump money into FIFA like I dump money into Madden. So with a team that's really bad, I can play against the computer, grind my coins, use those coins to buy players to complete those squad builder challenges and get the packs. So I don't know. I think it's like
that's
the same.
First year they added it too. That wasn't FIFA last year.
Yeah, SBCs were last year. Last year was the first year.
Okay.
Yeah, last year was the first year, but this is the first year that, like you said, they didn't have like solos or anything. This is the first year they really have something for offline people to make coins. And I mean, it is a real, I personally do like that because, like I said, I'm not good at the game. I can't really compete with guys online that have these god squads. What were you saying?
Madden has had that for years. Is Madden better than FIFA? Mutt? Better than FUT?
For a lot of people would say when it comes to spending money, on Madden, much more worth it.
What about offline and the whole game itself? The whole team mode?
If I'm being honest, the weekend league rewards on FIFA are still much better, but for the most part, I really like Mutt a lot more. It's just me. Like, you know, I just love Mutt.
Yeah, it's an opinion.
Sure if, I'm sure if you found somebody who probably played it, because I just played Madden way more. If you found somebody who played FIFA way more than Madden or something, they would come back with, "Oh, I like FUT more." But I mean, that's just gonna happen.
Of course.
It's definitely a biased argument.
You're not the only one that I've heard say that. You know, people come from FUT to Mutt and they say, "Wow, this is a lot better, more in depth, a lot more stuff in here to do offline." Uh-huh. And we even complain how boring it is. But compared to FUT, I guess I've never booted up FUT, but it sounds like FUT's only got like a couple sets and then a few solos you can do on the weekend only. It sounds really boring.
Yeah, it's definitely like, you know, you really The thing that Madden took from FIFA this year, other than Weekend League, was the Team of the Week, which I love FIFA's Team of the Week, and I really wish, you know, as weird as we say, like, Team of the Week, you know, we wish we had more daily, like, we wish we had more daily drops and stuff, but I actually like how they did so many players on one day, but I hate how, I guess, that took away from how much the daily content would be affected, because, like, you know, there is none now. But what, like, they adopted that from FIFA, because FIFA does an entire starting 11 and then seven or nine on the bench and then seven or eight reserves. So they're dropping like 30 plus cards in one day, so that's a definitely, I think it's cool, but I mean, I didn't realize how much that would actually limit Madden's ability to make content.
And it seems so weird.
Cool at first.
It seems so weird. All they have to do is like hire like two new artists, give them each one program, and then boom, you got two new days of content.
Exactly.
It's funny that the artist comes down to that, because I remember when Power was first, they were like, yo, these things are out. Well, we got to make the artwork. I'm like, it's not hard. Just copy and paste. I don't know all the damn time in Photoshop.
Honestly, dude, yeah. they could get some freelancers from Twitter. Hey, we got some great artists in the community.
Jake's been a game changer as an artist.
Yeah.
They treat that guy like a damn stepchild, bro.
Feel bad for you. I want to kind of hear more about that situation.
I talked about Volt when we were at EA Play. They had all the game changers staying in some nice fancy hotel, getting bussed in. My man's out here in a crack house. Like, he's a game changer, but he's not tier 3 game changer. He's like EA game changer, kind of like the abilities with running backs, like his thresholds. Like, you got to be tier 2.
Oh my god!
Actually, get some respect. It's
you
crazy.
Have 91 spin. Damn you, Volt. That's your issue. That's funny. All right, so I guess I got a couple other things for you. Talking about FUT and their solos and stuff, do you want solos? I've heard this a few times from people online. Do you want solos to reward packs, or do you kind of like how they're currently rewarding us texts? You're the big solo grinder.
Let's see. So Journey solos, if they're going to be like that, I want packs, because I'm not going to play those solos for an 86 overall card that is
terrible even when the game launched.
Yeah, that's a bad card. So if you're going to give us a card at the end of it, at least give us packs to kind of lessen the blow, because it wasn't great. The Gauntlet, I love the Gauntlet. It's the best solos we've gotten in Madden. I'm trying to go back to, like, what was the Gauntlet back in, like, 15? Because Journey was the bee's knees back in the day.
Yeah.
But I think the Gauntlet now is, like, much better. And then so Gauntlet Unleashed, you get the Gauntlet Trophy, which gets you to play for the Gauntlet Collectible. For the Gauntlet players, which will then go to higher overalls in January, and you get that Nat or auctionable pack at the end. And so I like that format, because it's only like 2.5 hours of grinding, maybe a little less than that if you chew clock properly, and then you can get a 85 auctionable, which can be like, I've seen crazy pulls out of that. So I like that aspect of it, but if you're gonna give us like a long sequence of solos like the Journey, coins and packs is pretty much what we want. We want to have that chance to pull something. We don't want nothing that's quote unquote guaranteed. We want to chase something, so that's what I think they should go back to, because the packs and solos, other than like what the Gauntlet and the Gauntlet Unleashed, have been just bad. You just get coins and collectibles.
Yeah. So I can see where you're coming from. I'm a moderate solo grinder, but
you had to be one this year because of the
Sean Taylor. Yeah. But I haven't really grinded much solos lately. And I could see, I do the new gauntlets when they come out, just to put out a video on them. But I don't know.
Those are actually worth your time too, considering, because at least the last one was, because you got that Fire Fantasy pack.
Yeah, I got the Gronkowski out of it. I was pretty hyped about that. Thing is, like, their whole strategy this year was to provide value into packs. So if they're giving away packs in solos, the reason they make them NAT is so that way you can't sell them and lower the value in packs for money spenders. Now, that was their goal, and they achieved it. Is that kind to the solo grinders? Maybe, maybe not. Go on, Texas.
I'm going to say it is and it isn't, because, like, there's nothing else to do with the card. So, like, right now, I solo grind, and I've been rewarded with 290 overall cards I can't do anything with. I got Keekly. I got 90 overall Keekly. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm stuck with them. So if they wanted to reward me for grinding solos, they would come out with an exchange set that I can do once a week. That one, once I can put an elite token in that set, as well as that key glyph for a reroll, for a nat version. They can do stuff like that to reward us for grinding solos.
Okay.
That's not what they do. They just let us get the card and we're stuck with it. Oh, Elite Token, put in Elite Token. I might put a 90 over our key in Elite Token set. No, I'm not doing it.
Nope. You know, I like that idea. I'll one up you. You put an Elite Badge and your NAT 90, you reroll for a guaranteed one overall higher card. And you can do it. You can do that. Shoot, because that could be abused if you're doing back-to-back weeks.
Well, there's no 90 overall, 91 overall cards in this game, so.
What do you mean? There's Warren Moon.
Well, no, I mean, there'd be Nat.
They won't give you a Nat Legend.
Duh, you can't pull a Nat Legend.
What are you talking about?
So the Nat program's wild this year, bro. I swear, you can't pull a Nat Legend.
Just because you say it's not possible doesn't mean it's not possible from EA's end.
No, EA can change it, but right now, you can't pull a Nat Kicker. You can't pull a Nat Punter. You can't pull a Nat Legend Team of the Week. You can't pull anything Nat that's not core.
Wait, you can't pull a Kicker?
No, I've not seen anybody pull a Nat Kicker.
No way.
I have not seen anybody pull a Nat
Kicker. Dude, I would take a Nat Prater any day of the year.
I would too. Prater, Justin Tucker, I'll take one of those. I'll take any of those right now. But those aren't in those packs. Or if they are, they're just not popping. Yeah, but auctionable ones, bro, any program pops out of those packs. Like, I've seen so many people pull 94, 93 overall Legends out of those packs, 92 overall Football Outsiders. Because their Nat program is only rewarding core cards, so they got to change that. So they're not really rewarding solo grinders as much as they may think, because they're kind of limiting to what we can actually get.
So yeah, you got to do the auctionable one. Is what kind of what you're telling people?
You don't got to. I mean, I got straight from America. Because like, you'll pull 85 overall Legend in a heartbeat. only if you are pulling those good cards. I did four so far. I pulled four of those auctionable packs, and my best pull was an 87 Paul plus Leslie.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's not going
well. While my Nat ones are Keekly, Calais Campbell. I got that Vernon who was terrible, but he was fine at the time. And Patrick Peterson, Landon Collins, players like that.
So do you think Madden needs a journey that rewards a bunch of packs and coins? Is that the cure-all?
I think it's not going to be a cure-all. I think if they want to do something along the lines of that, they can still be Nat, because I mean, there's still value in Nat. Nat golds go into those toughness or those exchange sets people are doing right now. Somebody tweeted me earlier, they pulled a 90 overall Rondé Barber out of that pack, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, like, gold cards still have value if they're Nat. So, just give us the opportunity to get them, not just have the one. Because the reason why the journey was bad was you got one, like, you got a receiver Nat, and it could be an elite. You can get lucky pulling elite, but it really wasn't as many cards as we're used to getting out of those packs. And just make them Nat, so we can turn those cards into tokens and or whatever else you want to do with them. And I think people will be more excited about that as opposed to just pulling playing solos for, because all the solos this year have been like terrible. Nothing's fun about solos this year.
What do you mean?
There's nothing fun about solos at all. All of it has just been a long grind. Like, I don't know if you play the Mud Hero solos. They're the worst things in the game.
No, I didn't play them.
They're so bad. The defensive ones are so hard too. Like, they're making solos so hard, not even really like worth it to grind, because you're not really getting much rewards out of it. And so the journey was like hard to grind, but you got like a Legends fantasy pack at the end of it. I think more people will be kind of excited about that than just a 87 overall card that it's going to put into a token set.
It's weird, this game, a consistent complaint through everything. Solos, head-to-head, weekend league, packs. Everybody complains we're not rewarded enough. It doesn't feel like there's any, like, draft champions rewards. It doesn't feel like there's any portion of this game that people are content with the rewards on. Is that accurate?
Nope. That is 100,000% accurate. I couldn't agree more myself.
Honestly, so how do they fix that?
Well, for one, don't give us something the year before then take it away from us. That's how they rectify the situation. So we'll talk about the Mud Drafts right now. Last year you had the tokens you got for playing it, which then you can use for Muttmaster or use for players that you wanted to like get. And then they had the Tuesday night draft thing, which we haven't got this year. I don't know why. I don't know. Like, they're like, oh, this program failed. We haven't got those at all this year.
That was really fun. That was playing draft.
You get the gold badge or the elite badge, and you can put into a Nat player, or if you get all like eight of them, you can get an ultimate one that was like going for 12K. That was cool. That was cool. We ain't got that this year. So like, okay, so I'm playing for no reason in draft champions other than just to get to elite tier and wait 2 months to get my elite pack that's going to contain an 80 overall Mud here. Okay, cool. That's a good deal. So there's nothing there. Journey. We had a great journey in Madden in Madden 15, and then you had a great one.
Madden, I could talk a lot about that. Madden 16 journey.
Yeah.
Oh, I said this in my before. I've never spent money on Madden, like ever. And then Madden 17 was my first year going spend heavy. So I would grind solos, and I'm talking I would grind solos on multiple accounts. And when Madden 16, the journey 2 through 5, journey 1 was just long, and I didn't do that on any of my farms. I only did that on my main to get Muttmaster. But journey 2 through 5, dude, you got ultimate packs, all pro packs, all legend, like legend packs, ultimate legend packs, a 99 Clinton Portis, a 91 Amari Cooper that played like a 99. You got everything. You got hundreds of thousands of coins, chances to pull. Oh, you got a flashback pack, a Super Bowl player, I think. You got a Super Bowl. You got something for the Super Bowl. Dude, you got everything from those journeys. Last year's journey was a huge letdown in 17. And like you said, this year's journey, Davante Adams, yeah, I'll pass. Like, it's not even worth it. Not even worth it. I do agree with Texas that you need packs, because that gives people initiative to chase something. Because I don't know what it is, but I just feel like the thrill of opening packs, like, as weird as this is about to sound, I would rather you give me, like, 4 legend fantasy packs than a guaranteed 95 overall. As weird as that. Like, if the 95 was Nat, and I could either choose 4 legend fantasy packs where everything in it was auctionable, or like a 95 like Nat, I would take the 4 legend fantasy packs. That's just how my mind works. I like that risk of, you know, I grinded all these solos and now I get to open packs and maybe I'll hit it big and I could get something huge that I could sell and build my team. And like, you know what I mean? That is kind of how I am driven. That's why I don't do solos anymore. You don't get packs. I mean, you get that like cool, like fantasy thing, but I mean, that's just one thing. I like the strand of solos where the first strand, you would get pro packs. The second strand would be all pro packs. The third strand, you'd get legend packs, ultimate pack, flashback pack. You got so much cool stuff. Now it's just not there. That's why I stopped doing solos. I honestly would do solos if it was outlined like Madden 16.
All right. I mean, we'll see if they add that in the future. I doubt it. Like I said at the beginning, I think the community wants it, and I don't know if we've getting enough feedback to them to give us, you know, packs as a reward going forward. But maybe it's something we should keep our head on. I'm looking at the Monday Night Football game. People, when they see this, will know. Do you guys have this in the background too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's 4 seconds left, Sav. The Boswell is out there, Pittsburgh kicker, to win the game. This is the final kick of the game. Can we announce it live, or is that illegal? Dude, based on NFL NFL 3 days later, rules.
We can announce it live. We don't got no rules yet.
But we're gonna get shut down. But the NFL, like, Goodell's gonna write his letter, say that you can't rebroadcast. No descriptions of the game account.
All you gotta do is get a controller and put Madden 18, and I can play it. You can get away with not getting copyrighted.
All right, I'm actually pulling it up on my phone right now.
All right, here it goes. Here he goes. And a snap. Oh, he jumped. Yep. Refs called it dead.
Wow. All right.
So I'll get into our
rattle the kicker, bro.
Yeah,
rattle the kicker. He looks hurt now. The kicker don't look comfortable right now. He looks hurt.
Yeah, Boswell definitely took a hit. I guess that's not a bad choice.
Dog, Sherman did that the other last year where he intentionally like ran to the kicker and they couldn't kick a kick before the half. The kicker was kind of roughed up.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's kind of a smart thing.
Yeah, Sherman's great, bro.
That's like icing the kicker to the max. Like that kicker, like, is like, now I'm good. He's like, I don't even want to kick for this team now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they their feet ran into each other. Looks like that kicker really took it.
Ooh, was that on purpose?
It's got to be. It's a Sherman move, right?
If
Boswell shanks this, that's
yeah. If he misses, that guy needs a raise, bro. Yeah.
No, he did that on purpose.
Dude, he had to, right?
He did that on purpose, bro. He did that on purpose, dog. I just saw like it in slow motion.
Money.
He did that
money.
On purpose.
I got it. Win another win for the good guys. Even though we lost Shaz tonight, and that was very devastating. All right, so mood's obviously lifted here since me and Sav are both Steelers fans. But
dude, I can't believe that. Dude, it looked like he intentionally tried to kick him in the shin. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, next time, shove him to the ground, man. That's what you got to do. If you're going to go outside, shove him to the ground. I mean, the best icing of the kicker was in Houston. The Tennessee Titans playing the Houston Texans, and it was like 4 plays back-to-back to like go to win the game. And they just kept running into the kicker, going off sides. And the kicker missed the last one. It was the best icing of a kicker I've seen in my life. I got to find this video for you guys.
It's not a bad idea if you have no timeouts to ice them that way. All right. So I think this is actually our last thing. Let me look up and down the agenda. If there is something, I'll bring it up. But so I tweeted out something earlier this week. Somebody went on the Mutthead forums and said they got addicted to Mutt as a kid. And they're just like Sav. They had farm accounts, and they grinded out the farm accounts. They made their money that way. As they got older, they joined the military, and they got a job and started paying for packs to get a good team and a high overall team. They ended up having to declare bankruptcy, and they blame it on EA's predatory behavior, and they try to send a warning out for people. I tweeted out that that we shouldn't be blaming EA for people making bad financial decisions. Like, I mean, isn't it? So I think the tweet exactly said, like, do we blame casinos for people losing money on roulette? And people are like, well, casinos are different because they're regulated and EA is not regulated. I'm like, okay, well, you can find any minor complaint or any minor issue with every single analogy. But for like, are we really passing the blame on from personal responsibility to a company that puts out a product? Like a Rube and his money is easily parted, right? Like, no matter if it wasn't Mutt, it would have been something else. It would have been some mobile game this guy got addicted to. Like, somebody on Twitter said, this is a big spender. You guys will probably know who I'm talking about when I say it. They yep. tweeted back at me. They spent $113,000 on Mutt. And Damn. And then they said, they was talking about pack odds. And they said, another mobile game they spent $100,000 on. When they released their odds, the spending on that went down, I guess, for a lot of the community. So they think it'll actually hurt pack sales if they release the odds on packs. And I was like, one, okay, I don't think it'll go down spending that much when pack odds go out. And that man must be doing very well for himself is the second part of that. over $200,000 on microtransactions or macrotransactions in that case. So good on him. And I mean, but it's his money. Like, why are we here judging people for spending money? And why is it EA getting blame for this person having to declare bankruptcy because they spent money they didn't have? Texas?
Why are you over here, dog? Go lay down.
Okay, Sav.
You're messing everything up.
Sav, what do you think?
Well, coming from somebody who did come from the solo grind and the farm account grind, this is actually, I'll give you my budget. This is actually how I spend money on Madden, okay? So I start each month, and I only buy packs on the weekends. I only do it for the Legends. And first weekend of every month, I'll spend $100. Just the weekend. If that bundle's good, the next weekend I'll buy it. And I do it for every single month, so it's just $100 a week, but let's just say the first weekend of a month, like my October, I only spent $100 that month because my first week of October, I just hit – it was such bad Legend packs. I said, okay, rest of the month, no money's going into the game. So that's kind of how I do it. If my first bundle of the month is good, I'll buy it until I get a bad bundle that month. But if it keeps staying hot, I'll put another $100 on my account the next week just to see. Because like this past weekend, I spent $100. I pulled Blunt and Falk. Full Legend.
Wow.
Yeah. Damn. So, I mean, next week, guess what? Yeah, you're getting $100 from me. that's just kind of how I do it. And if I don't hit a good bundle this weekend, well, then the rest of December, I'm not spending any money.
Even during Christmas promo?
If it is not my money, I'll buy it during the Christmas promo. But yeah, that is how I do it. That's just how I've been. I've actually done that in Madden 17 too. Like, I'll just spend, well, last year it wasn't as much, but if it was, I'd spend like $20 to $50 a weekend. But yeah, I mean, like, to be honest, like, I know a lot of people during the Black Friday promo, they saw the Fire Fantasy packs, and I know Fox saw them. I didn't touch them. I said, nah, I don't. $20? I said, first of all, that insulted me because that means they're valuing each of my weekends at $5. And I friggin' spend a lot of time to get a free one.
16 hours for $5.
Yeah, for $5. I felt a slap in the face when I saw that, dude. Really? I was like, so you mean to tell me? I was like, that's what you value my weekend league. Okay. I was like, all right.
But they are discounted, though, man, so...
I believe this knife in my back is yours.
It's probably more close to, like, $7 every week.
Yeah.
$7.
Regardless, it was
for 16 hours.
No, that is actually... That I actually hate. I didn't hate it because I mean I know so many people. Yeah. I hated it in the aspect of, okay, I put so much time into this and I get one of these and now people can get so many for just the simple purchase of $20. I was like, it takes me like 84 hours to get this. Uh-huh. This is ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, I just think it you can't blame EA, dude. It's all in the spender. If you want to spend that kind of money, then it's not like they're holding a gun to your head and they're like, if you don't buy this pack, we are going to pull the trigger. Dude, if you have a self-control issue, you can't blame, like, I don't even know what malicious, what did he say? Malicious or
predatory?
Like, what, dude? What was somebody like watching this person and saying like, listen, you are my prey if you don't friggin' spend money. Like, that is on you. That is a whole different. That is like a mental problem. If you have an addiction, addiction is a problem. And addiction on buying packs, that's a problem. If you can't control yourself, and eventually if you run out of money, there's nobody to blame but you. Like, I'm sorry. That's just my. I mean, I feel bad for the dude. Like, but yeah. I mean, yeah. That's on you, bro. Sorry.
I'm kind of in the same spot as well, but I don't like to really get into victim blaming. Like. Obviously, that guy has some type of problem, some gambling addiction. That's basically what it goes on. I'm not gonna go to some Alcohol Anonymous meeting and say you got a problem, fix it yourself. Like, no, you got a problem.
They're trying to fix themselves though at an Alcohol Anonymous meeting.
I know, and I feel like he didn't know he had this problem until it hit him in the face. Like, usually you don't know you have a problem until like after everything kind of falls apart. Like, nobody's self aware enough to realize, oh, I got a problem right now.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure that's how that goes, man.
Nobody knows they have a problem until it's too late.
I mean, Harvey Weinstein didn't know he had a problem until it was too late.
Yeah, he did. Guaranteed he did.
You sure?
Guaranteed he knew. He knew what he was doing was wrong. Guarantee it.
I don't know, man. Why do you keep doing it? That's the thing about it. If you know what you're doing is wrong, why keep doing it?
Because there are... Go on, Seth.
I just think it's different with, like, money, though. Like, when it comes to something with money... I think it's so much different than any other problem because it's like you just feel like when you feel like you're spending something. I don't know what it is. I just feel like some people just think that they'll never run out. That's just my take on it. Because that's why I can't spend that. But that's why I don't choose to spend that much money on this game because I know like it just doesn't lead. I personally just think it just doesn't lead to like anything good if you just keep spending money into this game. You know what I mean? Like, yep. I feel like with money, I feel like with money, it's just like you need to know, like, listen, like, this is your money. Like, this is cash. This is how you pay for your daily livelihood and stuff. Like, I just feel like with money, I feel like people will, some people just don't know when to quit it. And I just think when you get addicted with something that involves money, it's so much different than anything else or anything like that. I just feel like money is always so, so important. I don't know. That's just kind of my thing with it. And I feel like people will just keep spending until they. I feel like what Texas said is right. Like that, I feel like some people just do keep spending until they do get hit in the face with that. You maxed out this credit card and this credit card and this credit card. That's why I feel like money is just a lot different.
Yeah, but okay. There's a lot to get into here, Texas. You think? Yeah, no. There's a ton that to respond to right there, Texas. You think this person's a victim?
Not from his own, like from EA, because I think he just didn't know that he had an issue with like spending money on stuff. And
so who's the perpetrator?
I think it's kind of one of those victimless crimes in a sense. Like, he's a victim, but like
a perpetratorless crime.
I can't blame EA for this because like there's ways to get coins in this game without spending money. Obviously, like I spent probably what $600 this year, and I got a good team and 5 million coins on my roster on my team. And so, like, this guy just got into the whole gambling addiction of it. And even if EA did release the odds, it's like this guy just kind of liked the idea of just pulling packs. And so, that's why he kept spending money.
Because I think it's anything, yeah. Some people that responded to me said EA, you know, they're using psychological tricks. And I've put out videos on the psychological tricks EA uses. And
really?
Still,
what
it's...
What do they do?
Well, you know how... Okay, so there's a few of them. There's the... what the hell is that called? God dang it! It was 6 months that I did the video. Basically the daily logins are. I gotta look up that video now.
The hamster wheel.
Yeah, the hamster wheel.
Yeah.
Operant conditioning.
Oh, dude, I watched that video.
Yeah. So, There's that trick. They get us coming back daily to log in, and then they get us to buy a pack from the store in order to get us to the store to get to maybe get us to buy some packs there. If we're there already, there's a better chance that you're going to buy packs there. But, like, all right, this is kind of like somebody walking up to you on the – not really. This is a stupid analogy, but all right. Are you more likely to take a flyer from somebody on the Vegas Strip when they go, like, I don't know if you guys can't see me right now, but like, have you guys been to Vegas?
Yes.
Do you know how they hand out those cards for strip clubs and stuff? They flip it a few times and hand it to you like it's all like secret or cool. So you take it, you're like, oh, there's a strip club, and you throw it away. The EA brings you to the market in order to get your daily login quick sell to get that 500 coins. Sure, you're more likely to look at it, but you don't have to buy at that point. They're getting you there, but you don't have to do it. Like Sav said, they're not holding a gun to your head. So that's one trick they use. The people said the pack openings, you know, the flashing, the red, like those pack openings are so basic. I could put them in like say a battery. I don't know. Aren't batteries fun, done by like basic elements? I don't know. Stupid analogy again. It's silly to me that people blame EA for this person that goes into bankruptcy because they spent on the game. And I guess I can't explain to people that spending your money and the stuff that you use to provide rent and food is a dumb idea on a want, not a need. But Texas, any thoughts?
I mean, it makes sense. Like, I understand what you're saying. And I just don't want to blame anybody here. If the guy actually went bankrupt, he's a moron, but he's also a moron as an issue, then I kind of feel like he should get that checked out, since that's something, like, I don't know, like, maybe he just has an addictive personality, man. Everybody kills that with food, with drugs, with alcohol, and they just tend to abuse it. And I can't blame the dealer. Like, I can't blame the person supplying this product. They need to make money, too. Like, it's just, hopefully the person figures some stuff out and it doesn't happen to them again.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's weird. Like, we don't blame Coca-Cola for making people large, do we? Like, I don't know. It's
or McDonald's.
McDonald's
cheaper than everybody else.
Yeah.
And so you go there for a dollar and you end up getting like 18 things.
Yeah. Do we blame McDonald's for that? Some people do, actually.
Some people do.
Yeah,
some
that's true.
Do, but yeah, it's just you gotta look from a different way. Like, they're in it for a business, and they may not have to serve real food. People still go out there and buy it. That's the reason why they sell a million burgers. And so you just hopefully people start realizing that this is not the healthiest thing to do. It just all comes back to them. Because you can tell people exactly what you shouldn't do. People don't listen. I get that mess all the damn time. Text, shout out this. No, and they still do it. I'm like, all right, whatever. Do I ask for my license?
Same here. Yeah. Ignore it. Yeah. Yeah, so I guess that is, like, society has done this over the years. Like, we have the government step in to stop people from smoking. Now, we jack up the price, we tax it like crazy, we don't allow them to smoke indoors. There's a lot of different things that the government does to stop that. They did it with prohibition on alcohol. So the government steps in a lot to stop people from making mistakes that they don't think, responsible adults can do. And they try to not, like gambling. Like poker. They took away our poker stars. I was pissed. People were like, well, a productive society doesn't have gambling in it. I'm like, are you sure? I mean, these are adults making decisions. Whatever. Texas or I don't know. Maybe that's it. Like, do you think the government should step in and stop people from buying microtransactions in games? Is this something the government...
Certain games, obviously. Certain games, they don't need it. They're just doing it just to make money.
But yeah. If the government comes down against microtransactions, it's throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Everything's gone.
It's going to be kind of like everybody gets checked. So I don't want government really anything. I'm more like in the Clickwood realm where the government lets the government interference the better. And so I don't want them sniffing around. But I do like how they're sniffing around certain games, though. Like, I like how they're getting around on Battlefront. I like how they're getting all, like, because game, like, that game doesn't need microtransactions. Battlefront doesn't need it. UFC doesn't need it. NBA Live does. Madden does. NBA 2K. Like, games like that where it actually makes sense for it to be in the game. It's like Call of Duty has microtransactions for loot. And all the guns typically do in that game is just give you bonus XP. I'm like, that's the stupidest thing in the world.
Yeah.
You get bonus XP for pulling a gun out of a pack. It doesn't give you no better damage. It's the same gun. I just get better XP for getting kills with it. Like, that's just, like, why is it in the game?
Yeah, here's the thing, though. This is pure America right here, what just happened with Battlefield. We screamed and we shouted and we called their employer to try to get them fired. Disney called them up and said, WTF. And guess what? That shit got taken out of the game. That's as America's, the consumer fighting back against the company. We don't need big government to step in and do it for us. They banded together as consumers to take that out of that crappy progression system that Battlefront has, and it worked. And like, can't we just say we won this one? Don't escalate it to like trying to get legislators involved, then you get Congress, and it can go wherever. Sav, any thoughts on any of this?
I mean, with the whole entire thing, like, I see it so much on Twitter. Honestly, it's like, what is like the whole like premise of it? Like, people just don't want micro, then there wouldn't be Mutt.
Yeah.
So yeah, well, so
it's kind of a weird thing. I don't think they don't want microtransaction. I just think they want to see the pack. I think it's all people want.
Well, there's different people want different things. Cards. Some people just
I don't think people want that out of the game. If you play the game of Mutt, you don't want microtransaction out of the game. Otherwise, this game doesn't exist.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. So like, my whole thing on it is like, you know, I guess, yeah, pack odds would be dope. Like, I would love to see them. I mean,
No, you wouldn't. No, nobody would love to see them, bro. Nobody wants to see them pack odds.
You don't think? I mean,
no,
I think,
nobody wants to see the fact that Julio Jones has a 0.00000001% chance of being pulled.
I see,
but
this
80 overall guy is like 1 in every 10 packs. Nobody wants to see that.
I actually did. Yeah, I wasn't thinking of it like that. I mean, yeah, like, I mean, I personally really don't care. I mean, I could care less. It's like, if you're spending money on the game, you're spending money on the game. If you're not, you're not. I mean, nobody, at the end of the day, nobody is forcing you to spend money on this game. I think some people do blow it above and beyond on Twitter. I don't care. I maybe it's because I'm 19 and I really have very minimal expenses other than my car in college.
And your Coke habit.
Oh my god, yeah, my Coca-Cola habit.
Yes. Coca-Cola, okay.
But yeah, that's like literally, that is, I don't know, I just, I don't know, I could care, I don't care. Like, that's, I'm sorry, I didn't really bring anything juicy to that conversation.
No,
but
no, yeah, no, it's good.
I don't care.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, I think, I mean, we should have a patch coming here. They've talked about it soon. I don't know what's going to be in it. There's been rumors about one thing or another, whether it's going to be custom audibles and whatnot because of those yellow tabs we have now on our screen. But I guess my major thing in this next patch, I hope they tell us everything that they change. I hope they tell us thresholds. I want the transparency. I want everything like that. Sav, what do you hope comes in the next patch? What do you want fixed most of all? Besides for lag and DC glitching and stuff like that.
Well, I haven't seen too much DC glitching anymore. I've actually been told by somebody, not anybody from EA, I don't know how true it is, but they said that if you get dashboarded or anything anymore, they actually, the person will get the loss. You won't get the win, but they'll
get
the loss.
That was last patch for dashboarding. I'm talking disconnecting. Yeah.
I haven't been DC glitched in a minute. Nice. Which is kind of cool. But yeah, personally, like, I don't see much wrong with the game other than the run sheds and hopefully not all of my players. Like, my whole thing is I hate how they had to add an ability to avoid spinning out and stuff. I mean, it really does limit you because now it's like my defense is me praying that my user can get there with Deion Jones and then Ken Houston, if worse comes to worse, can get there and not get spun out. You know what I mean? So I just hope maybe they tone down spin moves for everybody so that everybody isn't just like a mindless zombie as soon as the circle button or the B button's clicked. Because it does get frustrating because, like you guys said, like, LT can't stop the run because if you click circle, he teleports. And it's just crazy. And just the sheds in general. Other than that, I don't see too much wrong with this Madden, in my honest opinion. I really do like the gameplay for what it's worth, other than just those two things. Just the sheds need to be up a little bit and the spinning toned down a bit. And
awesome.
I think we're good.
That's good to hear. Texas?
All right, so I need run blocking to be tuned. I'm tired of being run blocked by Tyreek Hill. Dude, I played a guy whose entire team consisted of Brandon Cooks, DeSean Jackson, Tyreek Hill, and John Ross, that he was ranked dudes close the entire time. Like, why are these motherfuckers blocking? Like, I gotta tune that. If I got guys out there who could run block or block shit or they to do that. So I need that to be fixed. They did, just kind of funny, because I don't want a podcast where I said they're not going to change the threshold for zone coverage because they don't want to change how the game plays, but then they change how the game plays by making Derek Carr unusable by changing the thresholds of quarterbacks. So they just kind of did something that they said they weren't going to do. So they want to kind of make spin move as not as OP, raise the threshold to like 94, 95. So that way, my CPU is not getting faked out as often. So I would like to see them kind of increase thresholds, I think, now.
Yeah, just based off that.
They're not going to do that, but I would like them to do that.
I got you.
Or
because they sorry to cut you off against that.
Oh yeah, no, you're good.
They changed the quarterback thresholds. Like Derek Carr is unusable now, and they said they weren't going to do that, and so they did it anyway. So you already did it once, do it again. So make turn spin moves to like 94, 95. So that way we can everybody has what is Barry spin at right now? It's probably 95.
Yeah,
so
I think it is up that high.
Only person that can fake me out is Barry.
And like, so how does that change anything? Isn't do that. Yeah, he's doing it all now.
It's annoying when I got spun out by LeGarrette Blount twice. I'm like, this is the dumbest game in the world.
Well, he's got 91 spin, doesn't he? He's got high spin.
LeGarrette Blount?
Yeah.
LeGarrette Blount does?
Yeah.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's one of the best spinners in the game.
Why is LeGarrette Blount a good spinner and a good trucker?
Because he's slow and it's a good way of balancing him. But yeah, his spinning is at 91. Yeah.
Okay, so if it goes 94, 95, then he won't be able to spin me out anymore because that guy shouldn't be out here spinning anybody out.
Barry will be, though. He's at 96 spin.
I'm cool with Barry. I'm cool with LeGarrette Barry. I'm cool with LeGarrette Barry. A hybrid type halfback right there. I'm cool with Barry because Barry is the best halfback in the game, so that's fine. But it's just these other halfbacks that aren't as good as these guys spinning me out. So I would like to see them kind of, if they're going to change quarterback thresholds, change spin move thresholds, and make them a little bit harder to get, and only people that can get that threshold are running backs that are like high tier, because it's annoying that low tier cards can do this to pretty expensive defensive players.
Yeah,
as I like to see them do that. Also, it's something they're never going to do. Might have mentioned before, if you have 95 play rate, 95 awareness, you actually get on fake ball automatically. Just saying.
That's not a bad point.
I'm just saying, like if I got Ray Lewis out there and he has like 92 play record, and I get the Ravens Kim to get to 94, get to 95, I'm fakeable, should be on that guy's card as well.
Yeah, we talked about this in the summer. I think like if your awareness on a quarterback is high enough, you should just automatically have conductor to help balance pocket passers and scramblers.
Yeah, so, and it give you more incentive to actually build your Patriots team. Like if you got Tom Brady and you got to build a Patriots team around him, get that conductor or gunslinger. Like you should be able to like just have that on the guy automatically. But I guess the biggest thing I want to see them do now is just add milestones. Like, I don't know if this update is going to be able to. I don't know. Gameplay wise, obviously, but if they decide to update the game milestones, I would like to see them bring those back. Because I don't like how only powered up cards and master cards have the abilities.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, 100%. Thanks, Tex. Thanks, Sav. Thanks for stopping by, Sav. Everybody, check out Savage on YouTube. I'll link it in the description. Appreciate it. It was a wonderful podcast once again, my man.
Yeah, I'll talk about there. We went long too. It's gonna be they're gonna love this one. See, they're gonna be like, you had him on last week because Berg didn't give us his good information. This is gonna happen. That's what's gonna happen. Appreciate it, Seth.
No problem, bros. I love being here.
Yeah, love having you. See ya.